North America's highest peak has been known as Mount McKinley since 1896, when a prospector in Alaska named it after an Ohioan from Niles near Youngstown who was running for president.
He was a supporter of McKinley, but the name kind of stuck, and then I believe it was around 1917 it was officially given the name Mount McKinley.
Kim Kenney is the curator of the William McKinley Presidential Library and Museum in Canton. That's the city McKinley called home and where he is buried after he was assassinated in 1901, 16 years before the mountain was officially named for him. And many Ohio politicians are registering their disappointment in the decision and the timing of the White House announcement of the change back to Denali, what the mountain is commonly called in Alaska, right before President Obama's visit to that state. Most of those lawmakers are Republicans, including U.S. House Speaker John Boehner, U.S. Senator Rob Portman, and Congressman Bob Gibbs of Ashland, who calls the renaming, quoting here, a political stunt.
You know, I think it's disrespectful to the legacy of American hero President McKinley, and then also the separation of powers issue. This president acted unilaterally to change the name, and only Congress can change the name.
Also weighing in from Ohio is presidential candidate John Kasich. The governor said on Twitter that President Obama, quoting Kasich here, once again oversteps his bounds. The response from state elected officials is somewhat less overtly political. John Fortney speaks for Republican Senate President Keith Faber of Salina. And Fortney says a lot of Ohioans are proud of the state's legacy as the birthplace of eight presidents, including McKinley.
They're understandably annoyed here because you have to remember, he was assassinated, and he didn't just die at that moment into his second term. He died days later. So it's really understandable why a lot of people are very annoyed by this.
Republican State Representative Anthony DeVitus lives in Uniontown, not far from Canton. He says he was surprised at the suddenness of the decision.
It's just kind of surprising, and I just think about the committee process and maybe unintended consequences that occur from actions like that. For instance, what about all the textbooks that will have to be changed? And, you know, you're talking about geography, maps, history books, some of those things have to be changed. I think it's why due process is helful. I mean, it's an important change in naming something with such significance, I think.
Meanwhile, at the McKinley Museum, Kim Kenney says she has mixed feelings.
Well, you know, we were proud to have the president's name on the tallest mountain in North America, but we also understand why the Alaskans have been trying to get the name changed back to Denali for, I think, almost 40 years now. So, you know, it's a little bit sad to think that the mountain will no longer be called McKinley, but we're excited, too, that our president is part of a national conversation right now because that doesn't happen very often. He's been gone for over 100 years. We're thrilled that he's on people's minds today.
Federal legislation to change the mountain's name had been introduced by Alaska's two U.S. senators in February, but it had been blocked by Ohio lawmakers. But not all Ohio natives are opposed to the change. One of those two Alaska senators, Republican Daniel Sullivan, was born in a suburb of Cleveland. Sullivan says in a statement that Denali, quoting here, belongs to Alaska and its citizens, and that he's gratified President Obama respected this. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.